Welcome to the Create Your Shape podcast. I'm Jenny, the nutritionist, and I'll be teaching you the strategy, structure, and science to build muscle and decrease body fat, specifically for ladies who work out. Hello, friends. I need you all to stop it right now. The amount of ladies that tell me, I just need to be more accountable. Accountability is my weakness. Like, I'm looking through the applications for Create Your Shape for the October class, and there will literally be someone who is like, I lift 4 days a week, I do yoga once a week, I run 2 to 3 times a week, and I've done that all for the past 5 years, and then I own my own accounting firm, and then I really enjoy date night with my husband, and I have 2 kids and a dog. And then they're like, I'm just really lacking accountability. And I'm like, what? You guys, so many of you guys, if you're listening to this podcast, if you are in my audience, if you're in my realm, and especially if you are a Create Your Shape lady, like, accountability is not your issue. Like, look at your life. You have got that down. But I know you guys are thinking, but with nutrition, that's where I'm not accountable. And you think accountability is your issue, and you're thinking things like, I can't eat clean all of the time. That's why I'm not accountable. All of these things definitely was me. Like, this takes me back in the day to, like, everything I felt. Like, I remember thinking, I can't eat clean all of the time. Like, sometimes I just want something that's not clean, or I don't have it available and I'm so hungry that I have to eat something right now. Then you think, I'm not accountable. Or, I can't be good when I have date night. I need more accountability during date night. But really, it's the end of the week. You had, you know, a tough week, and then go, go, go. And then you get to, like, enjoy yourself. And then you're sitting there kind of debating, do I enjoy this? Do I not? And then you feel, like, guilty, but it's, like, the time that you get to spend out, like, enjoying yourself. And then you feel bad if you don't share something. It's, like, this thing that, like, weighs over your head. Again, that you're not accountable enough. Or I fall off when I travel. I remember that would happen to me all the time. And I just felt like I couldn't be as good as I was at home. And I just didn't have the willpower and accountability when I traveled. It was just like a whole other world with different options. And we would go somewhere and have to make split second decisions. And it just felt impossible. But really, I felt like I couldn't be accountable. Another one. I tell myself I'll stop after a few chips and guac, but then I overeat. And this really, so many examples I remember back in the day, in thinking that beforehand that I would stick to the game plan and not have any. But then they're in front of you and I was starving and couldn't wait for a meal to come. Like, okay, I'll just have a couple. But then they're so good and then I'm drooling and then I just keep eating more and more. But I think that I can't be accountable because I need more accountability to not do those things because it happens all the time. Or I'm too social and say yes to trips and outings. So it was really hard to say no to those things, but then when those things would come around, then it involves food and drinks and just being on the go with a group where you're making group decisions, and which is always going to be different than what your individual goals align to. But again, I felt like, oh, I just need more accountability to be stricter and not go on those things, or when I go on those things, not be involved with the food and drinks. Something else that why you may think that you are not accountable, and this definitely was the case for me too, is I'm not good at being hungry. That for sure was a thing for me. Still is. Like, I am not good at being hungry. I get miserable. It's all I can think about. And then it just takes over my world and feel like I can't get anything done until I eat. So of course, I'm going to feel like, oh, I need more accountability. That's how I get better at being hungry. Also, I really like food. So some of you guys may be thinking, like, I enjoy food and it's hard to say no. So that is why I need more accountability. Or this I remember to a T with work and other things going on in my life, I remember, and you guys might think this too, I get too overwhelmed when things pile up and something has to give and nutrition goes. It's like my brain only has a certain amount of capacity. And once it reaches that, then nutrition like goes out the door because it's just one more decision or something I have to like think through that I just can't manage. And then the other thing I remember thinking is, other people can do it and I can't. Therefore, I lack accountability. And this one was the most frustrating one because I'm like, okay, I know it's possible. Why am I not capable of this? And then I would just think it's got to be the accountability factor. So this is why none of these things mean that you lack accountability. I remember thinking all of those things too, and I remember thinking that I lacked accountability, but something I realized was that was not the case after I figured all out. It was never accountability that I was lacking. So the first reason is look at every area in your life. You have accountability. That's not a question there. Right? So why is it in just this one area that you would be lacking accountability? It's just not the case. So let's actually talk about what is the issue or why you're wrong. First of all, what are you accountable to? It's not even clear. So just eating cleaner or these rules that you've kind of put in your head that you think you should be doing, and it's very vague. So it's kind of like you may feel like, oh, I'm not accountable at the end of the day, but you couldn't really even measure that. So think about the difference between other areas in your life that you are accountable for. Showing up for work, right? Every single day, you just do it, right? It's very clear when you need to be there, where you need to be, when you have this meeting, what is the goal of the project, and you achieve it, right? It's just so clear. Or lifting weights, another area in your life that you're accountable to. You just do your programming. The programming is, for some people, 5 days a week, okay? I either go to, maybe it's CrossFit class, and you're like, I go at 4 p.m., 5 days a week. And it's so straightforward and simple and clear of what you're accountable to. Or maybe you do your own programming, like in your garage gym. Same thing. You show up, you work out for the 45 minutes or hour, you get the programming done, you check off the list. It's very clear on the exercise and how many steps and reps. It's like very quantifiable. Same thing. It is clear. And that is one reason why you're able to be so accountable in those areas of your life versus nutrition. It's just not clear. The second thing is many of you guys are fighting your body's natural needs. So you're thinking like, oh, I need to be hungry. Oh, I need to be restricting. Oh, I need to eat less and less. And you're putting these rules on yourself that may not be what you actually need to be doing. And you're trying to fight your body's natural needs. So then if you're starving and you're just trying to resist that starving, that is very, very difficult to be accountable to. So a perfect example is, let's say you started working night shift and the hours are from like 11 p.m. till 7 a.m. and you are like falling asleep on the night shift. You like just transitioned this week and you're falling asleep in the night shift. You would never say to yourself, oh, I just don't have enough accountability. It's like, no, it's obvious why you are falling asleep. It is science. Another reason why you aren't lacking accountability is because these rules are just made up. You've made up your rules and you're not seeing progress from them. So the nutrition is like the only thing we do this for. We make up these really vague rules, or maybe we hear from mass media, eat less, eat clean, work out more, and then we don't see the progress. And then we feel like that we were not accountable because we're not sticking to it, but it's not working. So here's a perfect example. I remember back in the day, running every morning at 6 a.m., I would meet my friend who lived 3 miles away. So she lived a mile and a half away. So total, we were running a mile and a half every morning at like 6 a.m. And I remember we like slowly stopped doing it. And then again, same thing. I was like, oh, I'm just not accountable. But it wasn't changing anything in my life. It was not changing my physique at all. And I'm like, oh, I'm just not accountable. But really, I'm like, now that I look back at it, I'm like, oh, it wasn't working. Of course, my natural reaction is to not do it. Okay, here's another reason why it is not that you are lacking accountability. So when you set out these rules for yourself, you're only thinking about what you need to do at home. But 30 to 40% of our life isn't lived at home. You're running errands. You're taking trips. You've got conferences. You've got girls' night. You've got date night. You've got late night at the office. You've got in-person meetings. These environments are different, and they need a different protocol than at home. So, of course, when we're thinking that we have this one set of rules that we can do more easily at home, but then we try to enforce those same rules and adhere to it when we're in a completely different scenario with completely different options and some things that aren't even available. And if we don't achieve it, then we think, oh, we're not accountability. But again, perfect example, if we have a 8-minute mile time on a track and then we go trail running on a hike, we do not expect ourselves to still hit that 8-minute mile. And we also probably have different shoes. We probably have different equipment, a totally different game plan and protocol, and a different goal in a completely different environment. So again, you don't need to be more accountable. You have that down. Here are the things, though, that you need. Only two. Number one, knowing what to emphasize to see change. It needs to be very clear to you. You need to have the education and understanding behind nutrition and how building muscle and decreasing works, so you know exactly what to do to see change and you know why, right? It's got to be as clear as, oh, I have this meeting at 9 a.m. I know why I have this meeting. I know who I'm talking to. I know where I'm sitting. Like, it's very clear. When you know what to emphasize to see body composition change, it makes it much easier to do. And it makes it much easier to do in any scenario because you are empowered to make decisions. So that's the first thing. You just need the education. You need to know what to emphasize to see change. And many times people think, oh, well, I know that. I need to work out more. I need to eat less. But I would really challenge that. That is never the case for my ladies. So I don't think that's true. And the second thing is that's very vague. So again, that's not true. There is an actual strategy to building muscle and decreasing body fat. And it is specific. It is not vague terms like that. Okay, number two. Making those factors routine. So again, there are different scenarios you're going to have in your life, and you don't want one rule that applies to all of them. And once you understand what's actually makes change, then you can apply that to all these different scenarios. So in your week to week, there are going to be issues that come up, whether that is meal prepping and you don't feel like meal prepping, whether that's you're late at work, whether you go out on girls' night or you have a trip, like you don't want the food that you planned. Like all of these things are going to come up and you just have to solve for the problems that come up instead of thinking there shouldn't be problems. So making the factors, so those things that are most important to see change, making them routined and having a protocol for them so it's systematic and routined is the second factor you need. So that's it, just those two. So here's what you can think instead of, I just need to be more accountable. Instead, you can think, I'm accountable in so many areas of my life, that is not a problem for me. Something else, I'm smart. Therefore, if I don't see changes, I'm not going to be consistent with something that isn't working. Number three, it's my favorite. I am my own boss, so vaguely following a plan or rule that someone else says that I don't understand the why behind doesn't work for me. And lastly, being consistent with nutrition is a skill that gets learned. I just haven't been taught or given the space to learn this skill for every aspect of my life when it comes to nutrition. I am very excited for the October Create Your Shape class to accomplish these two things of knowing when to emphasize the sea change and then making those factors routine. Those two are going to last them a lifetime. And while you're learning those and why they're learning those, they're going to see their physique changes. And then that's how they sustain those changes. I cannot wait. And I will see you next week on the Create Your Shape podcast. Hey, if you work out and want to look like you work out, then you need to be in the Create Your Shape program. Learn more and get started at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. You can also follow me on Instagram for more content at jennythenutritionist.